Ions with higher charge, they've got a few options. We can make things less soluble when we put them into water, so our iron 3 plus then ends up substantially less soluble when we plunk it into water. It will form that iron hydroxide colloid. Aluminium 3 plus, we went over the composition of the crust briefly at the start. We saw that oxygen was number one, silicon number two. Aluminium came after that. There's lots of aluminium at the Earth's surface. There's hardly any floating around in the creeks, and the reason is if we do form some free aluminium, it precipitates out as aluminium hydroxide like the clappers. So these are pretty common sort of processes. And fortunately, we only dissolve aluminium under very acid conditions or under very basic conditions. In here I've put gibbsite to indicate what this is. When we hit the mineral section, I'm trying to put in front of you some names of very common things that you might bump into. So around this part of the world, we've got highly weathered soils up north. So the big bauxite deposits where the world gets most of its aluminium from up at Weipa, we're looking at highly weathered soils. The end product then will be the insoluble components that the chemistry have left behind. Now the insoluble components then are going to be these guys. They'll be the ions and they'll be the aluminiums. So up north then, in those sort of tropical ancient soils, we end up with mostly aluminium left behind. The other thing we can do, we can take non-metal cations with high charge and we can produce oxoanions. So here's our sulfur forming a sulfate oxide.